The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. I really appreciate it. Well, it's a nice day, a little bit of a, maybe some partly cloudy conditions out there. The Buckeyes won their second win under Urban Meyer, beating University of Central Florida 31-16. You know what? It was a win, but it was a win where it looked like they almost kind of got out with a win, because there were some times when I thought they would do better, and I think even Coach Meyer said he's concerned. But hey, it's a W, so let's hope that they work things out in practice and that they're ready for Cal next week. OU won. That's pretty cool. 51 points OU put up. The OU Bobcats are just coming on, aren't they? Both basketball and football. And I was a little disappointed, as I'm sure many of the listeners are, that Michigan managed to win. Anyway, all right. So now you know that the way I view this show is I look at it as life through teeth, life through dentistry, meaning everybody has teeth. Everybody either has teeth or had them. And if they're missing their teeth, they probably want to know how to get them back. Maybe talk about how they can encourage their children to do better than they have done to make sure their children have great teeth and keep them a lifetime. And that is why I do my Teeth Across America series, where I travel around and I talk to folks about their dental, not IQ, but their thoughts about dentistry. You know, like, what is a homeless guy? Where does he go for dental care? Or what does the CEO of a big company think about teeth? In fact, do they even go? You'd be surprised. A lot of times, some of these people that have not a care in the world when it comes to money don't go to the dentist because they're afraid. They won't admit it, but they're afraid. Well, today is one of those shows where we are doing a Teeth Across America. And I think what we'll do is we'll go ahead and start in on the first segment of what I'm calling Air Combat USA. So we're in Claremont County, and I'm with Air Combat USA, and we are getting ready to go do a combat flight mission. So we're getting ready to climb in the plane, which means I'm going to have to stop recording here, so we'll pick this up later. Going to hand my microphone to my wife.
Claire!
All right, well, I'm doing one of my Teeth Across America series, and interesting story. As you know, I raise money for Down syndrome, and I went to a thing that the Down syndrome folks called Dancing with Our Stars, which was a charity event to raise money, and it was an auction, and at the auction, I purchased an experience called Air Combat USA, and I'm here in Cincinnati. We actually did the experience yesterday. And I started talking to the pilots. I have Smudge and Bogey, and I forget the other guy's name. What's the other guy's name? Ratso? Ratso. Okay, we'll maybe get an explanation about what those names came from, how they came to have those names. But so let me just, I have Smudge. And Smudge, tell me, what's your background? You guys are all ex-military, right?
That's correct. My background is Marine Corps. I was a combat engineer in the Marine Corps. And when I finished my active duty and my reserve time, I used a GI Bill to learn how to fly airplanes.
Oh, so you weren't a pilot when you were in there?
Nope.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah, I'm also an aircraft mechanic. That's why they call me Smudge.
Oh, okay, because you have this smudge, like grease smudge on your face or something?
Greasy hands and dirty up the doorknobs and phone handles. Yeah, pretty funny.
Well, that's cool. Now, these planes, these are World War II era?
No, they're not. They're 1980s built. They're Italian fighter trainers made in Italy just outside Milan. And they're actual fighter trainers. You could put two missiles, two machine guns on there, two bombs.
Really?
Yeah, we don't do that, but we use it's like laser tag in the air, what we do.
Uh-huh. No, that's actually pretty neat. They can go up to 18,000 feet?
That's the service ceiling, but we don't go that high.
Right. No, you go about 3,000 feet?
We go between 3,500 feet and 7,500 feet.
Okay. I think when I went up, it felt like I was going to 7,500. It felt like we were going straight up forever.
Yeah, it feels like that sometimes, yeah.
How high did we go?
We got as high as 7,500.
We did? Yep. Okay, that's why it felt like that. Because the sun just kept getting closer and closer.
Yeah, exactly. And trees get smaller and smaller.
Yeah. So it was actually a whole lot of fun. It was really great. And how did you get into working with Air Combat USA? Or tell me a little bit about Air Combat USA.
Air Combat USA is the first civilian fighter pilot school.
Really?
Yes. And it's actually like a fantasy camp for someone who wants to be a fighter pilot. And they actually fly the airplane. We just coach them, as you know.
Yeah, no, that's right. They gave me the stick and told me, you know, more right, hard left. It was, he had his hand pretty close. He could... Yeah, there's two sticks. They both move in the same at the same time. So it's not like he, gave me free rein. But he was there to save me if I was going to crash, right?
That's correct. And the company's been around for 23 years, and we haven't lost anybody either. So we have a perfect safety record.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. I know I told Laura Berger from the Down Syndrome Association yesterday, because we actually had a meeting for my golf outing to plan the outing at 1 o'clock. And as you know, we moved our time up to 1 yesterday, and I told her, I said, now, Laura, I said, if I don't come back, I said, I want to make sure there's an 8th, a 7th, and an 8th, and a 9th Dr. Kavicko Golf Classic, because you guys have to keep it going.
That's funny.
I think they would have felt bad if I'd have, you know, if I'd have been killed using one of their charity things.
Actually, this is what we do is a lot safer than driving a car.
Really?
That's a fact. Yep.
You know, on the way here for this interview, I forget what the name of the road is out there, but there's this girl, and she's on her cell phone. She has a child in the back in a car seat, and she just backed right out into the street of must have been her driveway. Never looked, and we're kind of polite in Columbus. We don't usually beep the horn, and I thought, I wonder if she's going to look, and she didn't. She just backed right out.
See? That happens.
And it wasn't until she was in the street, literally straddling the yellow line, that she noticed I was there, kind of stopped, waiting for her to figure out that she's driving into traffic.
Yeah, you don't get that in the air.
I know. Now, when you do this, there's two pilots that go up at once. You've got their two-seaters, although they're not much bigger than a one-seater. Is it like a one-seater plane that they put two seats in?
No, actually, it's a three-seater.
A three-seater?
Yeah, you got two seats up front and one in the back, which we don't use, but it's a two-seater airplane.
Okay. I mean, it's two seats, but it's close together. Like my bogey had to keep asking me to move my knee out of the way of the throttle.
Yeah, it's a pretty tight fit in there. Yeah.
He kept having to reach in to in front of my knees to flip buttons and stuff.
Yeah, it's a tight fit, but yeah, we've got two people in there. We've got people as big as 250 pounds in there sometimes.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets to be a little work sometimes.
Yeah, there's no weight limit on this brochure. Now, you guys, you do it anywhere I see. There's a whole bunch of cities. And by the way, if anybody wants information, so they don't have to just buy these at charity events like I did. And by the way, we were flying with a couple that happened to live near where we live, up in Powell. And they bought theirs at a charity event, too. But people can go to aircombatusa.com and purchase these?
They can. We also have the 800 number, 800-525-7590.
Okay. And do they vary in price from what city you're going to, or how does that work?
No, each city is the same price, but we have different programs with just different prices. But the basic program is the same price in any city you go to.
Okay. Now, because it's fighter, and we had a couple choreographed fights where it was predetermined I would win, and then the other guy, Don, would win. And when the smoke comes out of the back of the plane, that is the indication that it was a hit, right?
That's correct.
Now, do you guys cheat and, like, let's give the guy some smoke and make him think he got a good shot?
Yeah, remember, this is entertainment.
Because I don't think I really got the guy, but I saw smoke.
Now, we help the guy. If we can't get the target on him, we kind of give you a little help, get the target on the airplane, and we'll pull the trigger also.
Okay, that's how the smoke came out.
Yeah.
He was being kind. But so now, are you an independent contractor, or do you actually work for aircombatusa.com?
No, I'm actually an employee.
You're an employee?
Yes.
Okay. I'm curious, do they provide dental insurance for you guys?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
It's a small mom and pop company.
Well, can't you talk to mom or pop?
I can, but it's kind of pricey for the insurance in California.
Okay, because it's based out of California?
It is.
Okay. All right. Now, you live in California.
I do live in California.
So when you have to do something in Cincinnati, you have to fly to Cincinnati. Do you fly in one of these Marchettis? That's
for the most part, I fly airliners from home to the cities we're going to, but we also transport the planes city to city. So I'll drop it off, say, tomorrow in Chicago, I airline home for a few days, come back to Chicago, pick it up, go to Pittsburgh, we'll fly Pittsburgh. Then I'll take the planes to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, airline home. So it's like that all year long.
Oh, okay. That actually sounds kind of fun. So two of you guys then have to take the planes to from one city to the next.
That's correct, yes.
Who coordinates your airfare? Because you're all over the place.
I actually coordinate myself.
You do? You got to get on the phone and like get your tickets and check in and all that stuff?
Well, it's all on the internet.
Okay.
It's really easy.
Is it? Is it really?
Yeah, you go on the internet, go to the airline website, and plan your flights. I usually do it about 4 weeks in advance.
Oh, okay. Okay, so when you fly a commercial airliner, is it, like, really boring?
It's like a bus.
Because you're used to doing these. And tell me some of the maneuvers we did. We do the, what's it called when you just go like this? You just kind of go straight up and, like, over, upside down, and back down.
Now, 180 degree half a circle is called an Immelmann. If you go 270 degrees over, that's a half a Cuban, and then you get the loop, which is 360 degrees.
Okay, it felt like I did a 360, did I?
We did a lot of 360s.
Okay. It wasn't my imagination then. I'll tell you what. My head, the Gs, I guess Bogey said that we pulled 5 Gs or 4.5 Gs.
Yeah, 4.5 Gs. That's about the average.
Okay. And it had my head kind of leaned back, you know, on the back of the headrest, if you will. And at one point, I tried to lift it off, and I couldn't.
That's very common, yep. Your head weighs about 60 pounds under 4 Gs.
So I reached my right hand back and put it behind my head and lifted my helmet off the back of the seat. But that's common, huh?
That's very common, yes.
Okay. There was another time when Bogey looked over at me and pulled my head off the headrest.
Yeah, get your head up there, yep, yeah.
Because he goes, you have to be in sight of the enemy at all times, and it was hard to see him if my head couldn't.
Yeah, you got to keep your eyes on the other airplane. If you can't see them, you can't shoot them, you know.
Exactly. Okay, so let's see. We have that when people sign up, and what you said it's the same in every city. Okay, so that's good to know. And the average, it's an hour flight?
It's average about an hour. You get 6 engagements.
6 engagements. So, and when we went up, there's clouds. And like right now, there's an opening where you see blue. And you guys have to get above the clouds and into the blue, right?
Yeah, we've got to have a certain cloud clearance. So we can't be in the clouds or near them. We've got to be clear.
And that's because you couldn't see if there's something in the cloud, right?
Yeah, we try to avoid clouds. Well, it's a regulation. You got to stay away from clouds. And what we do is VFR, visual flight rules, and you got to stay away from clouds.
Okay. So is this all, with all small planes?
That's all across the board, small, big airplanes. Unless they're under what's called instrument flight rules, then you can go through the clouds.
Okay, so the instrument flight rules where they have to climb through the clouds to get above them, they don't have to look for an opening?
No.
Okay. Now, so you know what? I've got some more questions. Can you hang with me for a second? I could go to a commercial break, but...
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are talking to Smudge with AirCombatUSA.com, and we'll be right back after the break.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
At Artisan Dance Studio, come discover that when it comes to dancing, our specialty is to create and educate. The Artisan approach provides you an experience from the moment you walk through our doors. Artisan Dance Studio offers a wide variety of classes, from ballet, contemporary, tap, jazz, and much more. We offer adult classes, too. Artisan Dance Studio is located at 4310 North High Street in Clintonville. Visit artisandancestudio.com for upcoming events and class schedules. Class enrollment starts September 4th, so register your future dancer today.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes, and then they take away your teeth, too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. So in that interview with Smudge, I think you might have been surprised to find that they don't even offer dental insurance to these guys. You know, here's guys that they're fully employed, they love their job, they look like they the kind of guys that would be well paid, and yet they don't have dental insurance. From the look of Smudge's teeth, it didn't look like he was going to the dentist on a regular basis. I mean, nothing personal or anything, but you can kind of tell. I didn't ask him if he was afraid of the dentist. I did ask some of the later pilots you'll hear in a minute as the show goes on. But anyway, I mean, I guess it's more prevalent than we realize that people just don't have insurance. Oh, and by the way, even if you do have insurance, keep in mind that it only pays about $1,000 a year. And that's not a whole lot in 2012. That's the same $1,000 that you were offered by insurance companies in 1960. So it just doesn't go as far. And I know some people say, oh, dentistry has gotten so expensive. That's why my insurance doesn't pay as much. Well, that's not true. Dentistry has gone up about 3%, 4%, 5% a year, you know, on average. And so have other things actually gone up by more. It's just that your coverage didn't go up. So anyway, and then also, let me just kind of remind folks, because of the Down Syndrome Association connection to this show, they are hosting what is called the Buddy Walk at Crew Stadium on September 23rd. And I have formed a team to support my patient, Libby Turner, who happens to have Down Syndrome. And what you do is you go to www.dsaco.net. That's www.dsaco.net. And if you click on fundraisers, events, you'll see the Buddy Walk. Click on that, and it gives you an opportunity to either join a team or form a team. And I'd love it if you would join my team, the Dr. Kvitko team. It's actually called Libby's Tooth Buds, okay? Now, that's a play on words because Libby is our buddy, and it's the Buddy Walk. But actually, when teeth form in the embryologic stage, they form from these little things called tooth buds. Picture for a moment a lower front tooth on typically a child. You'll see they have three little bumps on the top. Those are called mammillons. And what that tells you is that tooth formed from three different germ cells. And so they're called tooth buds. Okay, so join up, sign up. It's $21. The significance of 21 is the fact that Down syndrome is caused in folks who happen to have three number one chromosomes. Hence the, you know, it's also known as, by the way, it's known as trisomy 21 or Down syndrome because Dr. Down was the one to describe it or first explain it. Okay, the other thing that I would love for you to do is go to dentallyspeaking.com or drkvitko.com and click on the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund. And please help me with my charitable endeavors, bringing Dentistry from the Heart to Columbus, working to bring a Team Smile.org event to Columbus, and raising money for Down syndrome. Any donation is wonderful. $5, $1, $10, $100, whatever you can do, I would appreciate it. All of the podcasts for these shows are available at dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes. Okay? So let's go ahead and let's go back to the interview I was doing with Smudge. We'll continue where we left off. All right, welcome back to Dunley Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we are doing a show with and about aircombatusa.com. And before the break, I was talking to Smudge, and we were talking about, now see, what's happened is this is the day after I went up in the air, and now it rained this morning. There's some pretty heavy clouds out there, and even though they're moving by, it doesn't look like you're going to be able to fly, because this is air combat. This isn't level flying.
No, this is going up and down, upside down, all over the place.
And what's amazing is even though I was upside down, it didn't feel like I was upside down, other than I could just see the sun.
Yeah, it's very common. Sometimes customers don't know if they're upside down, right side up, or what.
And is that why you guys always look for like a hole where you can see the ground?
We try our best to find clear down to the ground. And that's not always the case. Sometimes we're above the clouds, which is fine.
Okay, but it's nice to be able to see the ground?
Yeah, you got a reference, yes.
Okay. You guys don't need the reference, meaning you and Bogey and Ratso, but for the customers like me, it makes us feel better, or what do you find?
Well, I find that the customer doesn't get confused.
Okay.
They get confused because the cloud kind of masks the horizon, so you can't tell up or down.
Right. Now, at night, what's the name of that? Isn't that what happened to Bobby Kennedy?
JFK Jr.
Yeah.
He was not qualified in what we call IFR, instrument flight rules, and he flew in a fog haze.
Right, it was like dusk or something?
Yeah, he couldn't read his instruments correctly, so he wasn't trained for that, and so he got disoriented.
We think he didn't know he was flying straight down, and he was, or something.
Right.
Yeah, so basically, you know, this is serious stuff, and these guys are experts, these guys are experienced, and they make it really safe, and yet it's a hands-on experience, literally. You have your right hand on the controls and the left hand just holding on for dear life.
That's pretty much how it is, yeah.
Now, I understand you guys are doing some briefings for today's guys, and we've got a couple other pilots here. So what I hope to do is, in a little bit, is get with Ratso and get with Bogey, and we have some time. I don't know if there'll be an opportunity to go out and, like, listen to the engine fire up or not. What do you think?
Maybe.
You're going to? Okay. Okay, that'd be cool. So tell me again the phone number. What would people call? It's
525.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Say that again.
It's 1-800-525-7590.
So it's written wrong in here?
We changed our phone number just recently.
Okay.
But the 522 will work also, but...
Okay, I see. Okay, it just forwards to the 800-525-7590. All right, and then aircombatusa.com, or you can send an email to info@aircombat.com.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, Smudge, thank you so much, and maybe when the other guys have a minute, you can bring them over to me.
All right, that'd be nice.
Okay, appreciate it. Well, while I'm waiting for Smudge to see if Ratso can come over and talk to me, I thought I would mention I'm at a place called Sporty's Store, Sporty's Cafe. It's interesting. It's this kind of a general store for aviation. It serves almost as like a little mini airport and store. They have all kinds of neat things. And we're at Claremont County Airport. And just picture like a cafeteria style area with some meeting rooms on the side. And it looks a little bit like a museum in the sense that they have a little aircraft hanging from the ceiling or up on a lift. And they sell the kinds of things that will help you hook onto the front wheel of your plane to kind of roll it around. And the reason I thought I would kind of do a little segment about Sporty's, besides the fact that it's neat, is there's some pretty cool little signs they have. One I was kind of came upon, it says, "Mind your children or they will be given an espresso and a free puppy." I thought that was really cool. And let's see, there was another sign that I came across, and it was in the restroom. And when you come for the combat experience, they give you a full flight suit, and you basically get changed into that. The only thing you're wearing is that. So I just stepped into the restroom, and on the mirror, interestingly enough, it says, "You are looking at the person responsible for your safety," which I thought that was kind of a nice reminder. And then there's another sign that says, "Have you closed your flight plan?" That I don't know what they're talking about, but I imagine making sure that you're safe again. And then this sign got my attention, so I'm just kind of, you know, I'm stepped inside out from where the sink is, and it's a men's room, just a little small room, and it has a sink and a urinal and a commode, and then off the commode is a shower. So I go into the room to change into my flight suit, and there's this bright red sign with white letters above the commode, and it says, "Stop. If you can read this sign, you are facing the wrong direction. This piece of porcelain is to sit upon. Please use the urinal even if you must wait. Please do unto others as you expect them to do unto you." I thought that sign was so cool because, I don't know, I guess women don't know this, but guys are really impatient, and they tend to, if all the urinals are taken, they tend to go and use the regular commode, and of course they splash all over the seat, and it's not a pleasant thing. But anyway, I've never seen a sign like that. I think every guy's restroom ought to have one. Besides it being kind of like an aviation store, they sell things for your deck. They have barbecue grill. I'm looking at this one barbecue. It looks like an engine, just like a car engine. It has the air cleaner and the head gasket covers. And you lift it up, and inside there is where you would cook the food. So, oh, they even have a popcorn machine for sale. Isn't this an interesting store? A popcorn machine. How much is the popcorn machine? Can you tell? Take a look. How much is it? Let's see if we can find the tag. Oh, it's $500. Okay. Well, I mean, our Rotary Club, I think we bought one, and I don't know what we paid, but anyway. Okay, now they're in doing a briefing for today's participants, people that are going to be flying their combat missions. And so I'm going to see here in a minute if Ratso is available. He was out checking the clouds and I think checking the planes. But we will see. So, let's see. Ratso's still tied up. I think he's outside maybe showing somebody the plane. Or no, he's in the briefing room. Anyway, I was lucky enough to come upon my flight instructor from yesterday, Bogey. And Bogey, Smudge, what'd Smudge tell you about being on the radio?
What Smudge told me is I'm the right guy because I have the face for radio.
And, of course, he's just kidding. You're a good-looking guy.
Well, we don't talk about that. But these flight suits that we wear do sort of have a little bit of a magnet effect on the women. You know, we like to think they do. And it did work for Doc. When his wife saw him in that flight suit, her eyes lit up. And we, talking about that mission, it was yesterday. Weather was better yesterday. We had a great one. It was the last flight of the day. We were able to dodge the clouds, find a nice hole to work in. And when I say work in, we do a lot. We do a lot of warm-up type things to get you ready for the full fights, and then we get in there and it's two airplanes going after each other. We pass head on, we start these different maneuvers. We're coaching, like I coach Doc's doing the flying, and I coached him through some pretty decent maneuvers. We had a decent success too. We had some good wins. We had a couple of losses, but we also had several wins as well, and it was a fun day, real fun day.
Yeah, it was. Now, the hole you're talking about is you need a hole in the clouds to be able to work in.
Yes, this airplane, it's a Marchetti SF-260. It's an Italian fighter trainer. It actually has been sold to a lot of third world countries that have actually even loaded bombs on it and used them in anger. So it's a fighter, but it's a prop fighter. But it's perfect for the mission we do. First of all, jet fighters would just cost way too much. We wouldn't have a customer base that would keep us in business. But this aircraft is a side-by-side seating, so we can easily communicate and watch body language and coach the customers through the events we're going to do. But it's also a very honest airplane. Great handling characteristics. Stall and spin recoveries are easy. It's got outfitted by our boss in Southern California, is the home base, by the way, Fullerton, California, near Disneyland. But our boss has them outfitted with four cameras that feed one recorder, so we can get four different perspectives going as we select which one. We're choreographers as well as coaches.
That's right. You were pushing the different camera buttons up there.
That's right. And the most important one, though, is if you're becoming offensive and getting ready to shoot, we got to make sure that the gun sight camera is on, because that's the one that proves the point, whether you won that fight or not.
When smoke comes out of the back.
Yeah, and when you get an effective shot, you'll see smoke come out of the defensive airplane. So it's very realistic. And like I say, the airplane handles nicely. It is a tight turning little machine. And so it's a tight arena to fight in, which is also good because it allows customers to see things better, to have a small fight arena. Jet fighters, you know, flying at three times as fast as we fly, are a lot wider across the circle looks, and it's just not as, that's why Hollywood has such a hard time showing a jet fighter perspective, and, you know, so much easier to have that tight arena of a prop fighter to, for a movie as well as for our customers.
Yeah, when you were telling me the hard left, I didn't think you meant that hard left, but you really meant crank it left.
Oh yeah, in fact we've found most of our customers are non-pilots, and maybe less than 5% actually are certified general aviation pilots. And when we get a general aviation pilot and they're paired up against a non-pilot, quite often we see the non-pilot at least start out doing better, because general aviation pilots are so used to doing everything nice and smooth and, you know, hit the right air
and level.
Yeah, and level, nice and smooth, and hit the right airspeeds and altitudes and headings and all like that. Boy, when we say to turn hard, we mean it. You're just making, within a couple of seconds, you've already just about turned all the way around. I mean, it really, the airplane turns at about 30 degrees per second nose rate. So within 6 seconds, you can be pointed the opposite direction, and you know, it's really a good handling aircraft.
Hey, it looks like it's time for us to go to a break, but I have more questions. Can you stay with me for just a little bit longer?
Sure, I'll be here.
Okay, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back after the break. And soon we're going to give out Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. You might remember that I'm basically entitling this show Air Combat USA, because we're talking to the folks at Air Combat USA, the pilots, and talking about my mission. So, but before we do the contest, the attorneys always like us to have you listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
Hey, before I give out the question, let me tell you that the winner will receive free flowers from Weisdember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, and another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. The phone numbers to call, once I've given you the question, is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. And the question is, what is the name of the company offering the experience I purchased at a Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio charity event? Is it A, Over the Road with Greyhound, B, the Jet Ski Experience, C, Air Combat USA? All right, again, what is the name of the company offering the experience I purchased at a Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio charity event? Is it A, Over the Road with Greyhound, B, the Jet Ski Experience, or C, Air Combat USA? Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Go ahead and call now. And again, the winner receives free flowers from Weisdember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. All right. Good luck.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Thinking about winterizing your boat or RV? Why not deal with the experts at Alum Creek RV and Marine? Check out their early bird winterizing special for boats and RVs. Until October 15th, save 15%. RV winterizing starting at $89.95, and that's despite the fact that antifreeze costs are up 22% from last year. Alum Creek RV and Marine can shrink wrap your boats to keep the dirt and weather outside and the beauty of your boat protected inside. Alum Creek RV and Marine. One exit north of Polaris off I-71 at Route 37. Call 800-336-4068 or hit the net at AlumCreekRVandMarine.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right, using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month Smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
And welcome back, and I think we have Susan on the phone. Susan, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
Hello.
Hey, what do you do for a living? I'm curious.
I am retired.
Okay, you work hard at doing nothing.
Couldn't hear you.
I said you work hard at doing nothing. anyway, Susan, what's your guess?
C, Air Combat USA.
That's correct. Thank you, Susan, for listening, and stay on the line so my producer can get your information, okay?
Yes, thank you.
We really appreciate it. Have a great day now. And keep smiling, by the way. Okay. All right, so while my producer is getting that information, let me just go ahead and just mention, you know, what we're doing is Air Combat USA. When I travel around the country, I interview folks, anybody that's willing to talk to me because, as I mentioned early in the show, everybody has teeth or they had them, and if they don't have them now, they probably want to know how to get them back. So I think it's interesting to just talk to folks of all walks of life about their ideas about dental care, some interesting stories that come up. And in fact, later on, we're going to hear a story from Ratso that is going to blow your mind because it blew mine. So let's go ahead and listen in to the rest of the interview with Bogey. And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. I am with Bogey, who works for AirCombatUSA.com. And Bogey was my flight instructor yesterday, meaning he put up with me. And we were talking about you working the cameras. And all throughout the flight, not only were you working the cameras, but you kept reaching over and flipping switches by my knees. And I know I would pull the stick and you would tell me that we need to get the RPMs up or something. You have to look at about 30 different things at the same time. How do you do that?
Well, actually, it's way easier than a jet fighter in terms of all the different weapons and radar modes and all like that. Here, it's a very simple airplane. It's the old standard pulley systems for stick and rudder type capabilities, no hydraulics in the airplane. It's actually very easy and comes very fast. But the biggest thing is the choreography of making sure the right camera is on and filming at the right time while we're coaching you through all the maneuvers.
Yeah, because I haven't looked at it. Well, I looked at part of it, but I have a little videotape of my flight, and there's sound on there. You and I talking back and forth, and you talking to the other pilots, and I hope to play some of that on this show here in a little bit, or maybe in between breaks. But anyway, now tell me about your background. You were in the military. Were you a military pilot?
Yes, I was in the Air Force for 30 years. I graduated from the Air Force Academy in 1972, stayed in a full 30-year career, so pretty pleased about that. I got to fly 28 out of those 30 years. I had 3 staff jobs, but 2 of them included flying, so I only had 1 non-flying staff job. Most of my time ended up being in the F-15 Eagle, a wonderful aircraft.
Is that the one that flew in the first Gulf War?
Yes, and actually I was in the first Gulf War and was a squadron commander of the 525 Bulldogs. We deployed from Germany to the Gulf War and had a good success rate.
Wow, that's really impressive. So I really felt comfortable that I was in good hands, and I know that a lot of women listen to my show, and this is a gift they might consider for their husbands, but then they might also wonder if it's safe enough to do, and I can tell you that I felt safe, and I know you guys have a great safety record, and the very first thing on the whiteboard when we went in for the briefing was safety in big, big letters. So talk a little bit about the safety.
Well, the company Air Combat USA, first of its variety, was started 23 years ago by an American airline pilot, and it's progressed since then, but we've had over 40,000 customers safely flown, so it's really a going concern. We have over 25 different locations we fly to. It's a good website. You could click on the schedules portion, and it'll bring up a U.S. map, and you can kind of see where we are and when we're going to be there. Most places we go to twice a year, here near Cincinnati, This is actually the first time we've been at Claremont County Airport and working out of Sporties. We love it. I mean, it's a great location, so we will be coming back here.
Isn't this a neat place?
Oh, I love it. I mean, there's all sorts of things if you're an aviation enthusiast to look at, and it's great. But there's always flying going on in Southern California. He's got 8 aircraft. Mr. Blackstone is our owner. And as I saw, the other airplane's taxiing up. I see we're about ready to go on a mission here soon, but we'll finish the interview. But what I'm trying to tell you is we are so many different places, something's bound to be close to your home if you're ready to do this. Or take a vacation to Las Vegas. We're there a lot, too.
Okay. Now, if somebody wanted to put together a group, let's say there were lots of women, they were all in the same women's club, and they said, let's get all our husbands this as a gift. How many would it take to make it, to get you guys to come to a city that's not on the list that I'm seeing here?
Well, first of all, let me answer a part of that question that wasn't even asked. We love it when the women come and fly with us, and we also love it when it's spouses against each other. And I'll tell you what, my experience in flying this type of mission with the civilian customers for 6 years now is, for the most part, the women do better than the guys when you're talking about no flight experience.
Really? You're just making that up?
No, I am not making that up. I would try to get Carrie to come fly against Doc here any day. The women come into this without a big old ego and huge testosterone thing that's making them yank and pull, and the guys think that they can just horse this airplane around. Well, it's finesse. Uh-huh. And it's a very rapid arena. I mean, it's a split second timing on stuff, but the women listen to us and fly it smooth. They seem to withstand the G's very well. And I tell you what, I have seen well more than half of the wives beat the husbands. It's cool.
Okay, well, there's a challenge to all the women out there.
But let me answer your question about if you can get somewhere. I'm not in the marketing part of the company. We're just, we just get scheduled and do the flying part, thank goodness. The marketing division is back there in Southern California. You got the 800 number if you go to the website. Somewhere 8 to 10 customers, they would probably make a special trip. They would. Like if we're going next week, I'm going to Pittsburgh next weekend. So there could be a stop off somewhere near in between the Cincinnati and the Pittsburgh area, if just as an example. So they would find a place to put this special event if you want to have a special event. And if you listen to the recorded message, if you have at least 10 people, they'll even do what's called the Top Gun profile, where all 10 of you fly. The two best flyers based on a point system would get a fly-off at the end, and the winner of that would get this nice little brushed silver pewter joystick, just like in the airplane. You get a winning trophy.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Has anybody ever put one of these together as a fundraiser? Because I raised money for Down syndrome, which is how I came to purchase this.
Well, probably, but I'll tell you, a lot of our customers are customers that actually have purchase this through a charity auction.
Right. The guy I was fighting against yesterday, he did the same thing, although at a different charity.
Oh, okay. But again, I'm not on a marketing, not in line for knowing much about it other than they are willing to work with you. So come up with an idea and talk about it on the phone. Either Diane Jennings or Larry Blackstone. Larry's actually the brother of the owner. Mike's the owner. But they will talk to you about options.
Okay, now I have to ask you just a dental question or two. You're in the military for 32 years.
30 years, yes.
30 years. And so you had military dental coverage and military dentists working on you for those 30 years. And I assume now that you're not in the military, you're out in the general population and you have a different dental insurance. Is that right?
Well, I have what's you're allowed to have as a retired military. I've got Delta Dental, and there are different just local dental office that do that. It's a TRICARE sort of thing. So it's still a connection to the military, if you will. But there are just certain things that are paid for, and then I'm out of pocket for the other things. So it's not everything being paid for like I was when I was active duty.
Okay, do you find any difference between the military dental care and the general civilian dental care? Like, is the dentistry better, more comfortable, worse? What would you say?
Well, you know, I'm coming from the perspective of a lifetime Air Force guy. My dad was in for 27 years, so I was so used to being on military bases. I've always been comfortable with the military doctors and military dentists. I'm not going to say anything bad about the civilian dentists, no, but I've always been very pleased with my wife would rather go to the civilian side. I'd rather be on the military side.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know. But both are taking good care of you. And let me ask you, you're a military guy. Your dad was a military guy. You're a pretty tough and rumble guy. I mean, I can tell that the G-force didn't affect you like it did me. But I find at my office that a lot of the big, strong guys happen to be kind of afraid of the dentist. Do you have any fear?
It is not my favorite place to go.
I thought so.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, lots of times I'll just ignore an issue until it's my semi-annual cleaning or something like that, and then I'll say something about it. No, I try to minimize those events.
That happens to me so often. And you know what? We have people scheduled for like a cleaning and a little quick exam. And then what happens is like you say, they've been saving up this, oh, by the way, I have pus coming out of my gum on the lower right. Can you fix that while I'm here?
Well, I realize you gotta take a little more time and schedule an event like that. But, yeah, and I avoid the doctor's office, too. You know, I'll go once a year for my FAA medical certificate that I have to get. And I try to avoid it most often. Again, I'm in pretty good health and come from a very healthy family, too.
Okay, good. Well, hey, I really appreciate your time. It looks like you might be getting some cloud clearing over there. I see some blue. That means you guys are going to be able to go up?
We're certainly going to try it. We've got some anxious customers that have been briefed and ready to go.
Okay, great. Well, Bogey, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it, and I'll let you know how you guys can listen to this someday, okay?
Great, thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
At Artisan Dance Studio, come discover that when it comes to dancing, our specialty is to create and educate. The Artisan approach provides you an experience from the moment you walk through our doors. Artisan Dance Studio offers a wide variety of classes, from ballet, contemporary, tap, jazz, and much more. We offer adult classes, too. Artisan Dance Studio is located at 4310 North High Street in Clintonville. Visit artisandancestudio.com for upcoming events and class schedules. Class enrollment starts September 4th, so register your future dancer today.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko@aol.com.
I don't need to apologize for who I am. I don't need to apologize for what I do.
All right, so a gentleman named Ratso is finally free. This is a lot of work these guys do. And Ratso, you flew in from Wisconsin, right? That's where you live?
I do, yes. I live in Wisconsin.
And what's your military background? You a military pilot?
I was. I was in the Navy and F-18 pilot.
F-18, is that the ones that flew in the second Gulf War?
No, they were in the first Gulf War also. They've been around since the late 80s, the F-18 Hornet.
F-18 Hornet, okay. What's that newest plane, the one that is the most technically challenging plane?
That's the, there's two of them now. The F-22 Raptor is out there. That's the Air Force airplane. And then the Navy's developing a F-35, which is also named the Joint Strike Fighter. And that's an aircraft that is going to be used by most NATO nations, Great Britain, Germany, France. They're all going to get the airplane, as well as the U.S.
So they'll all be trained the same way?
Yes, same. And that way it keeps the cost down on the purchases if we have multinations buying it.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool. Now, I wanted to ask you, you were telling me a story, being a military pilot, about your dental fillings. I've been doing the show for 4.5 years, and I've not heard about this. So explain when you got a filling, it was tooth-colored filling first, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Okay, and so tell me what happened, or what'd they do?
Well, being a tactical aircraft pilot, we can experience a lot of different pressure changes because we can fly as high as up to 50,000 feet. And the atmosphere is very thin, so if by chance we had to eject out of the airplane at that altitude, or if we're flying the airplane in the minimal cabin pressurization that we have, should something fail in the airplane, and the pressurization drops very rapidly. When we go to have any dental work done, they're very careful to ensure there's no inclusions of air bubbles within the fillings. And also when you join, they x-ray everything and make sure there's no air bubbles or anything, because that air that's in there down here on the earth, once you get up high and you experience a sudden decompression, that air bubble will expand and it'll cause two things: either a tremendous amount of pain, almost in the worst case would be debilitating pain, or it could pop the filling right out of the tooth, which also would sting.
Or break the tooth, right?
Or break the tooth, yes. So the dental, they take very good care of us. They know that when we go in for dental work, it's right on there that we're air crew, so they treat us a little differently. Not treat us differently, but the processes, procedures they go through is a little different. We're filling and they fill a little bit, x-ray, fill a little, make sure there's no inclusions in there of air bubbles.
That's pretty interesting. So, and that's the tooth color. I'm just wondering why they didn't just do silver instead, because that's always, there's no air bubbles in silver.
I'm not sure.
Not sure?
Yeah. That's
okay. Well, okay.
Yeah, on anything, even crowns and stuff, they're careful, and which I have one, and they took great care. They have to do it, and then I don't know what they do. I know.
Yeah. If they find so the crown has to be specially made.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Porcelain. If it's porcelain, there can be air bubbles in porcelain. So either you get an all metal crown, or
that's what they gave me, is a metal crown.
Okay, that's probably why. Okay, now you said 50,000 feet. How far up to get to outer space?
Oh, I can't remember what the definition of outer space is, but at 50,000 feet, in a normal statute mile, that's, 8-9 miles up in the air. You could start at 50,000 feet, the sky starts to turn a little deep blue, and you can start seeing the brighter stars come out, and the curve, you can start seeing the Earth is curved.
Wow, so you've been up there a lot?
I have, yeah. You know, you get any airplane or any car, or a boat, you want to see how high it can go, how fast it can go. First thing you do is you see how high you can get.
What kind of car do you drive? I'm curious.
Me, I drive a big diesel pickup truck, of course.
Okay.
Testosterone vehicle, right?
Okay. And then one last thing. A lot of guys, even the rough and tumble guys like yourself, you're pretty sturdy, you're pretty solid, and if you can do what you do, that makes you pretty strong in my book. But I find a lot of guys are not necessarily happy about going to the dentist, kind of afraid. Are you in that category?
No, I'm not. And we have to. I mean, it's yes, of all the things, being a Navy pilot, flying on and off aircraft carriers, bad weather at night, And in combat, the least of my worries of my phobias is going to the dentist.
Okay. I've heard the opposite from a lot of guys, but that's good to know there's one guy at least here not afraid of the dentist.
No, I don't mind him at all.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. I see you have to get going with a briefing of the next group of fighter pilots.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye now. All right, so I ran across a gentleman that works at Sporties, Michael. And Michael, tell me about Sporties.
Well, Sporties is one of the largest aviation educators in the country. We've been in business for 50 years now. We just celebrated our anniversary. And a lot of, if you're a pilot, I hope you know who we are. And we get people here from all over the world and the country. In fact, we have a student here from Hong Kong training with us right now. But we every Saturday, come down, we have hot dogs, just have people come out, you know, giving a pilot an excuse to fly somewhere. And give them free food, and free food usually does it.
That's true. You know what? I took a picture of, and I mentioned on the radio some of the signs I saw in the restroom. I think they're actually very cool. Was that your idea?
Well, no, the founder, Hal Shevers, founded the company 50 years ago. He likes his signs, so we're known for our signs all over the building, and okay. You'll enjoy them.
Yeah, I see here's one here. It's got free hot dogs, are for pilots and uninvited guests. Thank you. Please take only one for now. I have a lot of customers today. Thank you. And then you have 190,000 served. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're just about to update that to 195,000. This weekend, we should blow past 195,000 hot dogs. And we do keep track. Every week, we keep a track of how many we give away.
Okay, that's neat. And I noticed you've got a golf cart. Looks like a 57 Chevy.
Yeah, just a lot of more toys around the airport. We have a golf cart. We have a couple other electric vehicles. It's a fun place. We have a lot of toys, and we like to show off.
What's that, what looks like a motorcycle car?
That's called a Sparrow, and it was an electric car. It would actually go 70 miles an hour.
Wow.
But it was a prototype, and it quit running, so we just put it in the play area.
Now, you know the new motorcycles where they say you've never seen anything like it, and it has the two front wheels and one in the back? It looks just like a Sparrow without the top on it.
Yeah, it is, and that's nicer because it'll keep you dry in the rain.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So now when these combat guys come, how often do they come?
This is the first time they visit us here, and we really enjoy having them out here. It's a lot of fun watching them take off every day, and it's got to be a great experience. And, you know, it's cool. What a cooler place to come out to an airport and watch guys like these.
Oh, it really was cool, and it is cool, and they love it here, by the way. I interviewed all three of them, and I think they plan on coming back because you guys have taken good care of them.
Well, that's what we like to do. We like to take care of pilots. We like hanging out with pilots, and usually on a Saturday, if the weather's good, we have all kinds of airplanes here. Every Saturday, it's crowded. 2 weeks ago, we had Air Race Classic, a women's air race. It went across the country, and it terminated here. They had a finish line here, so we got to spend the weekend with over 100 lady pilots out here at the airport spending the day.
Wow, did you actually go out and paint a finish line on the runway?
No, they actually, but they did fly past the runway real low and real fast. It was really exciting seeing all these planes screaming by.
So are there a lot of women pilots?
No, that's the sad part. There are only about 6% of the pilot population are women, and we'd like to see more and more women become pilots. It's they're missing out because it's a lot of fun, and there's no reason why women can't fly. My daughter is here. She's a pilot, and we'd like to see a lot more women flying.
Okay. Now, Bogey was telling me that he wants to get more women to come out and do their experience, and he says he likes to pit husband against wife.
Oh, that looks like what might be going on now. Yeah, that'd be an exciting deal to have your wife shooting at you.
All right. Hey, Michael, thank you so much. I'm so glad we discovered this place.
Yeah, well, thank you all for coming. We'd like to have you come down. Any pilots, I'm sure there's pilots in your area. Just I'm sure they're aware of us. Come on down every Saturday for hot dogs. We'd love to see you.
Claremont County, any navigational points they need to know?
Yep, our identifier is India 69. I-69 is the number for our airport, and if you type that into your GPS, it'll bring you right here.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming out.
Bye-bye now.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kawiko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain Veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at
262-9588. Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.